I can be a little confrontational in conversation. You may have noticed this.
WKNR.
Yes, Dan.
Dearborn is together.
Girl, I gotta have it so bad.
11 minutes after 10 o'clock, Keener Ping Pong time.
Now with more music, Pat St. John.
Dick Harton.
Ted Clark.
Mac Owens. Scott Berger.
WKNR presents
the Keener13.com podcast.
Welcome to the December 18th edition of the Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and we've got a lot of ground to cover on this week's program, including a brand new record from Scott Morgan, Jim Heddle's pick from The Vault, Dave Marsh getting serious, Keener's ultimate midday man, and the 30th anniversary of The Nine Tape. All that and more on this week's Keener podcast.
Motor City Music.
A couple of weeks back, you heard Bob Berry's interview with Scott Morgan of The Rationals. Scott has a new album out with his band, The Solution. The Ann Arbor native recorded it in Stockholm with a group of Swedish session musicians. The album is crammed full of hot soul and R&B, like you'd hear from Curtis Mayfield or Otis Redding, mostly written by Scott and drummer Nick Royal, who you may remember from Scott's band, The High Dramatics. Here's our Keener podcast pick. It's called I Have to Quit Ya.
Girl, I've got a habit so bad. I thought it was love, but it's driving me mad. I was racking my brain, I went looking for clues. Put two and two together and I came up with you. I have to quit you, baby.
Just, baby.
I have to quit you, baby.
Just, baby.
I have to quit you, baby.
Just, baby.
You were my dope, my needle and spoon. A downright addiction. Can't quit too soon. Ain't no clinic in this whole wide world that can help me, baby, get rid of you, girl. I have to quit you, baby.
Just, baby.
I have to quit you, baby.
Just, baby.
I have to quit you, baby.
Just, baby.
Yes, yes, I have to quit you, baby.
The CD is called Communicate. The group is The Solution, the latest confab featuring The Rationals' Scott Morgan. You can grab your copy of Communicate at Amazon.com. And now a correction. On last week's show, I gave Lee Allen credit for
WKNR. Dearborn is together.
Well, the voice and the inspiration for that brand statement belong to Lee Sherwood, the man who resurrected WKNR for a brief time in the early 70s under the Motor City Music moniker. Lee Sherwood made a reputation as a gifted programmer and a creative marketer, and for a time he was able to regenerate some of the great Keener magic. For a list of all the guys who voiced WKNR station IDs, visit the Q&A section of Keener13.com. As podcasting continues to grow in popularity, sites that rate podcasts are starting to pop up. One of our early believers was Radar over at podcastbunker.com. Radar was the first to give us a 5-star rating, and his site has a good aggregation of programs, along with recommendations for podcast aggregator software. And while you're at it, write down this web address, www.podcastalley.com. Dirtbag.com. That's the home of a top 10 podcast list, and we're trying to work our way onto it. We at Keener13.com don't claim to have the broad listener base of a Daily Source Code or a Dawn and Drew show, but with your help, we can build our listenership by building awareness at places like Podcast Alley. So plug PodcastAlley.com into your browser, and when you get there, find us by typing the word Keener into their search box. After you've cast your vote for Keener13.com, feel free to leave a comment. Turns out that Dick Clark's recovery from a minor stroke will keep him from hosting the 33rd edition of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC. The longtime broadcast entrepreneur continues to convalesce at an undisclosed LA hospital, while erstwhile pinch hitter Regis Philbin preps for the gig. Regis says it's the greatest temp job in the world. Buddy Guy, Percy Sledge, The OJs, The Pretenders, and U2 are the performer inductees in this year's class at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The 20th annual induction ceremony will be held Monday, March 14th at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. More details at rockhall.com.
WKNR.
Speaking of Ann Arbor natives, there's a new show on the Ann Arbor Alive streaming audio website, A3Radio.com. Jim Heddle started his radio career in the Golden Tower of the Hutzel Building, the downtown studios of WPAG. Well, 27 years later, his show, From the Vault, is being broadcast from those same studios. Jim's agreed to dig into that vault each week to bring us one of his favorites from the Keener era, and here he is with his first selection.
Thanks, Scott. This week we're going to feature a group from the Great Pacific Northwest. They are often referred to as the second most popular American band of the 60s behind the Beach Boys. On the Keener Music Guide, this was a hit in May of 1964. For Paul Revere and the Raiders, it's Louie Go Home.
From Paul Revere and the Raiders, Jim Heddle's weekly selection for our Keener podcast. You can hear Jim's program From the Vault at A3Radio.com.
Relive radio when it was really fun.
Hey, Keener!
Right here on Keener13.com.
WKNR, Keener 13.
If you're thinking about buying a satellite radio subscription this Christmas, choosing between XM and Sirius is getting tougher every day. XM is by far the more popular service, being first to market, but the impending addition of Howard Stern to the Sirius lineup is generating buzz and customers. If you're a Detroit rock and roll fan, there are two more reasons to get Sirius. One is WKNR alum Pat St. John, whose voice is ubiquitous. The second is rock critic, music historian, and author Dave Marsh. Dave sat at the helm of Cream magazine during its prime as one of the great music publications of the rock era. And he's on the air every Sunday from 10 to noon Eastern Time with his program Kick Out the Jams. Dave describes his show as the intersection between music and politics. And on any given Sunday, you're likely to hear an interview with a Detroit garage band juxtaposed with a discussion of the cult of celebrity. Here's an air check from last week's program when Dave talked about the Columbus, Ohio nightclub shootings and how life changes forever when you're famous.
That is the great Sam Cooke, who was shot 40 years ago on Friday, December 10th. In Los Angeles, in the most mysterious of all rock and roll murders. It's still in Daniel Wolfe's great book, You Send Me. He presents a couple of different alternative endings that don't exactly speculate on what happened. He sort of gives a cop version, and then he gives a common sense version. And then, but the most interesting insight that anybody had was Lou Witzke, our engineer.
I just wanted to ask the question, has anyone ever heard of someone being assassinated on stage before? I mean, people have been shot before, but this is the first time, if you jog your memory, this is the first time I can think of this ever happening.
Certainly the first time it happened to anybody famous that I can think of.
Yeah.
There may be people out there who know better than me, and there may be some kind of local heroes that this happened to. God forbid that I'm right about that. But if I'm right or wrong, call me at 866-55-CENTRAL, 866-552-3687. Join the conversation. We're talking about rock and roll murder. We're talking about Pantera. We're talking about Dimebag Darrell. We're talking about this whole insane and depressing thing that happened on Wednesday night in Marysville, Ohio, at a club when Nathan Gale, a person who was apparently obsessed with the band Pantera, shot Dimebag Darrell, who is now, or was then, the lead guitarist in a new band called Damage Plan. That was Pantera doing Cat Scratch Fever, the great song by heavy metal founding father Ted Nugent. And following that was John Lennon's Cold Turkey, one of the truly unacknowledged foundation stones of the metal sound. John Lennon doing Cold Turkey. Randy Newman has a song called Lonely at the Top. And there's a bunch of reason why people put themselves outside of the mainstream of daily life when they become famous. And this is one of them. It's a very threatening situation. And it can be, you know. Now, John Lennon walked around New York. It was nothing to see him standing in line at the movies. No visible bodyguards. Really? But I think since then, people have dealt with it in different ways.
Yeah. You know?
And I have, in fact, been known with a couple of my celebrity friends who don't have any security to just basically, well, I can be a little confrontational in conversation. You may have noticed this.
No.
You? Get the hell out of here.
You want to think about this because there's somebody out there who loves you so much he hates you. And that's kind of what maybe happened here.
Dave Marsh, former editor of the Detroit-based rock magazine, Cream. Catch him on Sirius Channel 148, Sundays from 10 to noon Eastern Time. Both Sirius and XM offer online listening, and you can subscribe online at xmradio.com or sirius.com. But one of the things I don't like about the Sirius site is that you can't listen to the talk channels on the web. And it seems to me that programs like Kick Out the Jams would be ideal for podcasting. The XM MiFi receiver that's available this Christmas takes a step in this direction, allowing you to record up to 10 hours of your favorite shows on the onboard memory. But my prediction is that within a year, both XM and Sirius programs will be available for podcast download, and we'll see the orange XML box on both services' websites.
Fun is Keener13.com. And if you click on to Air Checks, you can hear Ted Clark.
WKNR Keener 13.
For our Keener Air Check of the Week, we go back to July of 1967. It was a Sunday morning in Detroit, and the temperature was headed to 80 degrees. When program directors filled the midday slots on the radio in the 60s, they aimed for someone that appealed to the housewife. A mellow personality with a friendly delivery and a deep voice. At WKNR, that voice belonged to Ted Clark. And during the height of the Keener era, he was the voice that you heard in the Legal IDs.
WKNR, AM, FM, Dearborn. Offices in the Sheridan Cadillac, Detroit.
On this particular Sunday, his music mix included The Animals, The Happenings, Bob Seger, and The Soul Brother Six. We'll hear another great Marola Chevrolet commercial and a lot about the weather, a glorious Chamber of Commerce day in Motown. You'll also notice that he doesn't necessarily begin and end his talk bits with the call letters. When you heard Ted Clark's voice, you knew what station you were listening to.
11:07, now's our time. This is Eric Burden's Animals, Song 12, San Francisco Nights. Sunday Countdown, Eric Burden's Animals and Song 12 here.
San Francisco Nights,
keep listening to those superstars. Now win yourself a brand new Cougar, valued at well over $3,000. WKNR Superstar Time is now 11:10 and 65 on the outside. Tower now sunny, mild, high of 80 today. Delightful day. Fair tonight, down about 55 tomorrow. Cloudy and pleasant. We're at 65 right now in the outdoors. That's Keener Superstar temperature. Keep listening for all the superstars and win yourself a Cougar. Not a live one in this case. That's an automobile. That's valued at more than $3,000. Just stick with us on Keener 13, all right?
Come back when you grow up, girl.
Bobby V.
You're still living in a
picture
doll.
Song 6. WKNR Superstar Time now is 8 minutes before 11 o'clock. Out of doors under sunny skies. We're at 65. Get out of here.
WKNR.
We're at 67 on the outside right now, and our time 11 minutes after 10 o'clock, Keener Ping Pong time. Yes, we will play ping pong again today. Former key song is song spot 23 now for The Happenings in My Mammy.
Everything seems lovely.
WKNR time 10:14. Keener Radio temperature now is 67.
For WKNR News, Ed Bullen reporting. Here's more music with Ted Clark.
All righty. Bob Seger's last heard. The song's number 17 on the Guide to Music. 21 minutes now after 11 o'clock on Sunday, Sunday morning. How are you doing?
WKNR, Keener 13.
You meet the next people.
Dear, I just saved a week's pay at Jean Marola Chevrolet on a cute little Corvair, and I got a spare engine.
Spare engine?
Yes. I opened the trunk, and there it was.
Ho, ho, ho. Somebody going to win a brand new Camaro at Jean Marola Chevrolet on Ford Road in Garden City. It could be you. If you stop and see him, of course. Good morning to you. The Ted Clark Sunday Show at 3 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. WKNR's temperature is 57 out of doors. Kind of cool. Jake and Rattle and Roland here.
Get out of that bed and watch your face.
Showtime.
Target Sunday morning, 26 minutes after 10 o'clock. 67. Nice ones outside. And again, a cloudy, warmer day in store. Ben Goldstein, our Keener work. Sunday, July 16th. Got some kind of wonderful, the Soul Brothers.
I don't need a whole lot of money.
And pick up your free entry blank for Keener's Jito Contest at Wilson Pontiac Cadillac, 1350 North Woodward in Birmingham.
This is Keener, WKNR, AM and FM Dearborn, offices in the Sheridan Cadillac, Detroit.
That's Ted Clark, the inimitable midday guy on WKNR in July of 1967. For more great Keener air checks, visit the Air Check Archive at Keener13.com.
Hello, this is Dick Pertin on the air every morning on Keener from 5 until 9. Goodbye.
Apply the nonstop sound of Keener 13, 9 to noontime daily on the Ted Clark Show. Right, Stella?
You said it!
Hi there, this is Jerry Goodwin, noon to 3 daily on WKNR, the best thing that ever happened to the Bob Green Show.
Let's discuss that later in the Keener commissary, okay, Jer? The Bob Green Show, 3 to 7 p.m. with all the Keener hits, only to be continued on the
Scott Regan Show.
With much more music.
You squeak, hello there, it's me, Rodney the Wonder Rodent. Reminding you to set your watch, it's 10 to 1 now.
Hello everybody, Jim Jeffries all night long on WKNR.
And Paul Cannon, Saturdays on Keener 13 with nonstop
music. That's our middle name, WKNR.
Music.
Keener 13.
And now let's celebrate the 30th anniversary of one of the greatest underground broadcast parodies of all time. It was a time when radio formats were getting tighter and tighter. The WKNR concept of intelligent flexibility was consigned to the dustbin of history, and DJ personality was limited to what was on the liner cards. Many of us jocks who were working back then chafed at these handcuffs, and we took out our frustrations in the production room. In 1974, DJs Pete Salant, Howard Hoffman, Randy West, and famous Amos DiBello went into the studio to create their own version of what life might be like if this tight formatting was taken to the nth degree. What they came out with came to be known as the 9 tape, and for 30 years it has circulated around the business as a cautionary tale of how radio was evolving. And here it is.
For years, top 40 radio programmers have been searching for the most efficient and most saleable approach to effective motivation of potential ratings respondents in their respective and contiguous market. For example, listen now to the contemporary sound of WVWA, Pound Ridge, New York, known affectionately to their community as 900 Radio, circa 1965.
Dolly! Can't go away again.
Well, there you have it right there. Old Satchmo himself from last year, I think that was. Boy, it seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? That's Hello Dolly. And this is the sound of Young Westchester, 900 Radio, the sound of WVWA.
Do 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 do. It's the Pound Ridge happening sound. 900 Radio.
Let's go.
And yeah, we got the it's a beautiful wind. Did you look at it? The sun is shining, and it's just one of those days to get out in the sun. Beautiful Wednesday, mostly sunny today, and it's going to be clear and cold tonight with a low around 30. But right now, it's 89 degrees at WVWA 900 Radio. Those four crazy boys from Liverpool, the Beatles.
If I have to go.
Notice the flagrant disunity of programming elements, the abundance of unnecessary sound, the clutter.
City service is the best for your car.
Yeah, okay, that's city service there. From 900 Radio, this is WVWA on a beautiful Wednesday. My goodness, the skies are clear out there, aren't they?
900 Radio.
Let's go!
Yeah, let's go with more music! Beach Boys.
Something had to be done. Time elements had to be condensed to most effectively maximize dynamic utilization of the audio medium. In the continuing efforts to intensify the impact, many ideas were born, tried, and died.
WVWA Pound Ridge.
It's 9 o'clock on Greater New York's Big 90. This is Johnny West with a $1 million weekend featuring the music of one of the world's two great groups, the Dave Clark Five, starting Saturday, all day Saturday on WVWA.
More music! WVWA.
And the music just keeps on coming on a solid gold weekend. 2:14 on the Big 90 with Bob Roberts.
Well, do you want to dance and hold my head?
At long last, management recognized the full potential of their experiments in broadcasting. The idea was there. In practice, it had to be taken to its furthest extreme. Buzzhardt Rookdreck Creative Services was engaged by WVWA Poundridge, New York. Their extensive research period of more than 100 hours interviewing barmaids in local establishments and several bass drummers from the local high school band, representing a cross-section of WVWA's target demographics. The consulting firm developed, refined, molded, polished, honed, shaped, and pulled out of left field a revolutionary new formatic programming concept. 900 Radio became...
Get on up!
Some people call me the space cow. You're the cutest thing I ever did see.
That's the original 9 tape from 1974. Now let's fast forward to September 9th, 1999, or 9999. It's 25 years later, and the same four wild men returned with another take on where radio was going. It was a different age, and the production of the 99 tape all happened via email. It may be a bit less legendary, but it's every bit as thought-provoking.
Now, in its 26th year, publicly traded multinational BuzzNet Media, formerly Buzzhardt Rookdreck Creative Services, continues as the premier innovator in radio station acquisition, consolidation, programming, marketing, and promotion. Radio deregulation in the 1990s has given BuzzNet Media a unique opportunity. BuzzNet can now strategically target, control, and apportion all advertising dollars in its respective and contiguous markets, while forming advantageous promotional partnerships among the remaining media yet to be controlled by BuzzNet.
40 million popcorn buckets with our logos and a 4-minute trailer before the feature, all 3,100 screens.
It seems amazing that there was a time when an independent company could simply gather adequate seed money and seek financing to purchase or build a single radio station.
900 Radio, the sound of WVWA.
The archaic stories of quaint mom and pop owner-operators still amuse the staffers at BuzzNet corporate retreats when an independent owner could simply sign on, play some records, read some liner cards, stage a few flashy giveaways, pull a 20 share, surface the debt, and make a profit. But in reality, that was how the business operated for decades.
Just keeps on coming on a solid gold weekend.
Kiss doubles the music on a 2-for-2 Tuesday double play. 4:13, you're on the ride home with Bobby the Bandit Rodriguez.
Thankfully, that unsophisticated mass media approach has gone the way of the turntable and the program director. Now, BuzzNet can successfully identify, focus, and strategically superserve audience subsells. BuzzNet maximizes its unique FCC-sanctioned competitive advantage of multiple station control in an unlimited number of broadcast markets. It adopts and exploits programming and promotional opportunities for each listener, for each BuzzNet station, for each BuzzNet market.
the niche programming of the 1990s has given way to real science. Here's how one BuzzNet station sounds on the air.
99 knows, Mom, you're beautiful. 6-year-old daughter graduates kindergarten next week, and your new 99 has the Valley's Summer of Love just for you and your little pride and joy. Listen and call in when the Backstreet Boys announce her name, and she'll win our Nickelodeon 99 pack and free lunch with our 99 nanny for 99 of her friends at Barney's Beatery. It's 249 with JW. Thanks for listening on your way to soccer practice. We're your new 99. 99 knows it's 3:16 on this breezy Thursday afternoon, and your dry cleaning is ready at Mel's Cleaning Kingdom. Better take Morristown Road because the parkway is heavy.
That's 99, just one of an astounding 34 stations in one single metro controlled by BuzzNet. With BuzzNet's exclusive strategic segmentation system, the FCC's relaxed stance on ownership concentration is fully exploited. It's a media marriage of exquisitely narrow casted formatting and partnered merchandising. The marketplace now dictates use of the electromagnetic spectrum. Window decals and listener affinity cards are embedded with miniaturized circuitry. Now, BuzzNet stations precisely track each listener's location using direct satellite technology. BuzzNet is thus able to deliver targeted audiences to advertisers on a person-by-person basis with precise laser accuracy. It creates exclusive advertising and promotional partnerships with virtually all major national and regional retailers.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner.
99 knows this is Bob's bowling night. So why not call the girls for an early dinner at the Olive Garden? Just press *99 on your AT&T cell phone. And remember, the new 99 will pick up the tab for dessert and coffee at the Olive Garden in the nearby ClearCore Center. It's so convenient, just 8 blocks from your home.
BuzzNet Media introduces groundbreaking advancements into how business is done in radio. Individual advertising time buys go the way of top-of-the-hour IDs. There are no media buyers and no advertising agencies in BuzzNet-controlled markets. Merchandising campaigns are intricately enmeshed directly into the individual station's programming. Listen to this.
106.1 The Six Pack, getting you up and hard with our own Tommy Trojan hosting the Coors Six Pack Six Pot Competition. It's at Scores tomorrow night, guys. You party down with the Trojan Man and he'll pick the hottest all-natural NHRA babes while you eat free from the Taco Bell Grande Buffet. It's all when you show your 106.1 Coors Six Pack card.
There's no longer a need for the inefficient systems which have existed since the birth of broadcasting. BuzzNet has canceled its costly Arbitron subscriptions.
6.1 The Six Pack. And wow, that new Camaro for 2000 is in at Metro Shadow Chevrolet. And I'm booking on down there to check out that cherry sweet, cherry hot, cherry red love chariot with a six pack of the Domino's Hot Box Pizza Girls. Tonight at 6, you show your Domino's six pack pizza patch at the door for free pizza and ice cold Coca Cola. We're keeping it real with a real thing at 106.1 The Six Pack.
Each client's marketing campaign is created and executed from control centers within the heavily guarded West Wing at BuzzNet Media's corporate enclave. BuzzNet has identified bonus profit areas for its stockholders by restructuring radio's largest capital expenditure, overhead. Specifically, BuzzNet has found a revolutionary way to slash the most unnecessary of salaries, that of the disc jockey.
Roll it back. Let's take it from the top.
Soft and smooth, Sealy 107.
Pitch it down just a bit. Bring in the Ethan
perfect
time.
Perfect
right
soft
there.
Songs for
that's
a smooth
good.
Summer
good.
Night.
Bring it up a little bit more.
Remember the Sealy 107.
You know what? We need some presence boost.
Yes, presence
for yeah, I'll tell you when. That's it. More.
On sale exclusively
more.
For Sealy 107 listeners.
Just bring up the presence boost
Saturday
and take it down by
Sunday,
like a tenth.
Soft and smooth sounds.
Not here, but
it's
got to get warmer. A lot warmer. Warmer.
BuzzNet has harnessed the skills of the Silicon Valley's most promising high school seniors to develop and operate its revolutionary speech harmonizer interface terminal. Buzznet's patented air personality simulation system. Finally, the least manageable element in all of broadcasting has been brought under control. At long last, the disc jockey is dead.
Now, fetch those fries.
Here, here's enough food.
Ow, screw you.
Bite me.
Here, here. Disc jockey is dead. Thank God he suffered long enough. Listen to this.
Oh, not coming up.
Wait a bit.
No, still not coming up. Oh, there it is.
All right.
99.
What do you think?
Well, that could work, but how do you control the number of times he says 99?
Oh, well, that's the beauty of the speech harmonizer interface terminal.
What?
It comes with this frequency usage calibration kit.
Ooh.
The Buzznet Speech Harmonizer Interface Terminal outputs literally dozens of focus-tested radio persona, utilizing only the input from three fresh, young, low-cost Buzznet format specialists.
Hey, bud, almost done.
Just got to track about 14 more stations. Give me 10 minutes.
Light 99, Akron's Listen at Workstation. Playing your favorite hits of the 80s and 90s. I'm Bob Roberts. Hey, let's flash dance on Light 99.
When there's nothing.
Jammin' 99, Peoria's Listen at Workstation with Baby Rib Roberts. Throwing down your jammin' oldies. Here's flash dance on Jammin' 99. Your Listen at Workstation in Little Rock. Playing today's hot hits on the 80s Lunchbox. This is Rob Sunshine with Irene Cara.
Caliente 99, Roberto Ruiz, en su estación por escuchar trabajo en Miami. Con favoritos de las 80s y 90s, ahora Flash Dance. Valle.
When there's nothing.
99, Bob Hopper on Cape Cod's Listen at Workstation with today's country hits and yesterday's favorites. It's Garth. Here's Flashdance.
But Buzznet Media's most revolutionary work takes place in the subterranean research and development laboratories. Always looking to the future, Buzznet analysts have predicted a trend of deconsolidation in programming origination. If the interpretation of the data is correct and these early tests are successful, radio may take a giant leap forward into regional and perhaps even local origination. It seems revolutionary now, but the day may come when radio stations are actually staffed locally. What will that sound like? Well, while it's still very early in development, presented here for the first time are the actual sounds of what may well be the future of radio broadcasting.
Big 92, I'm Johnny West with a Million Dollar Weekend featuring the music of one of the world's greatest groups, U2. And the music just keeps on coming on a solid gold weekend. 2:15 on the Big 95 with Bob Roberts.
Well, there you have it right there, old Satchmo himself from 36 years ago, I think that was. Boy, it seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? That's Hello Dolly. And this is the sound of Young Westchester, 900 Radio, the sound of WVWA. Oh, it's a beautiful Wednesday. Did you look at that? The sun is shining. Just one of those days to get out in the sun. Beautiful Wednesday, mostly sunny today, clear and cold tonight with a low around 30. Right now it's 89 degrees at WVWA 900 Radio. Those four crazy boys from Liverpool. The
you say you will love those. Me if I have to go.
Once again, Buzznet Media leads the cutting edge of tomorrow's broadcast universe. Copyright Buzznet Media, 1990.
99, written and performed by the original 1974 creators and cast of 9, the ultimate radio format. Randy West, Russ Famous Amos DiBello, Howard Hoffman, and Pete Salant. Supporting cast, Anita Bonita and Stacey Salant.
And the circle is complete. That's 99, the follow-up to the famous 9 tape, which celebrates its 30th birthday this year. Thanks again to Pete Salant, Howard Hoffman, Randy West, and famous Amos DiBello for producing both 9 and 99 and for proving once again that great wisdom often masquerades as humor. And that's this week's Keener13.com podcast. Visit KeenerPodcast.com for a complete link list from this week's show and for a complete archive of every Keener podcast. Special thanks to Jim Heddle for joining the team and for bringing us his weekly trip into the vault. And thanks to all of you who voted for the Keener Podcast at PodcastAlley.com. And that's how the world looks through the rose-colored glasses we wear every time we think of our favorite 60s Detroit radio station. You can find everything Keener right now on the web at www.keener13.com. That's KEENER13.com. Grab the XML file off of our site and plug it into your favorite podcast aggregator, and you'll never miss a show. Thanks to Jonathan Wolford at Jam Creative Productions for allowing us to use the original Pam's Keener jingles, and to Ken R. at KenR.com for preserving radio jingles for collectors around the world. We're back again next week with more Keener memories. Till then, I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.